This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. BOGO is back for 1 week only. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm today at EdenPureDeals.com with code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
We got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. We are at Laconia. We are in Laconia at Fun Spot in New Hampshire. And if you want to stop on by, it's at 579 Endicott Street North in Laconia. The pizza is here and everyone's so excited. So make sure you come on by. We'll have t-shirts for sale. You can play all the arcade games, mini golf, whatever your heart desires. Pinball. I know Howie's going to want to play pinball. He thinks he's really good at pinball. That is debatable, though. Because last year, some other people disagreed. He's not as good as, in his mind, he thinks he is. But they've changed up the pinball machine. It used to be the Harlem Globetrotters pinball machine. It is now the Playboy pinball machine, which I knew it was different because I said I would have remembered that. So Howie will be here soon, and we have a lot to get to. We started the show off talking a little bit about the crack pipe situation and also the baby formula shortage. Doesn't that... When I say these key words, doesn't that make you think of the Biden administration? Baby formula shortage, free crack pipes.
Crack, you never go back.
What more do you need to know? That kind of sums up the last 2 years. Now, speaking of that, Biden is getting increasingly desperate. And he has a tell, you know. He's not a good poker player. When he gets desperate, what he tends to do is he tends to yell. And the other day, I thought it was the most jarring performance we've seen ever when he was screaming about putting boxes of food in the trunk. I'm not going to go down that road. I got into a lot of debates yesterday about it. So if you remember it and I don't, then more power to you. But he's focusing on the MAGA element, calling Trump the great MAGA king, Chuck Schumer saying MAGA again. It's like 2020 all over again. And the reason this scares me is because this shows you that they've tried everything else, and now they're back to the only thing that worked, which is I'm not Donald Trump. And what he's hoping is he can stoke that Trump derangement back again for people who hated Trump so much. He can say, forget about all these disasters I've created. Let's remember that I'm not Trump. And I don't think it's going to work. Because I think people are too concerned about what they're seeing at the gas pump, what they're seeing at the grocery store, and I don't think not being Trump is enough. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. Now, if you want to know another sign that Biden is grasping at straws, here's his latest idea. Biden to push cities to hire more cops with portion of 2021 stimulus. So the who's in charge of the party, the defund the police party, the anti-cop party, is now going to try to pretend that he's the one who wants law and order. When Trump was president, law and order was a dog whistle. Law and order was racist. Law and order, you couldn't say that. But now Biden, as much as he's talking about the MAGA years with such disdain, it turns out that he's trying out some things that would seem more of a Trump move than a Biden move. And just on that same thing about talking about kind of a shift that we're seeing, I thought this was interesting and I thought this was noteworthy. So you know how Ron DeSantis picked a fight with Florida? He picked a fight with Disney. And a lot of people said, a lot of conservatives, like conservatives I like, who I read at National Review, at other places, they said, this isn't a good move, you know? Because then you become just like the other side. Then you're... then you're making these companies political. You're going to have conservative companies, liberal companies, and it just becomes a mess. I disagree, though. I think at a certain point, if these companies want a virtue signal and they want to be woke and they want to push their ideology on people, then they need a pushback. And that's what's happening. And DeSantis is winning this fight, and he's not done yet. Now he's saying he wants to strip Disney. And let me get this right so I don't mess it up. The GOP bid to strip Disney of Mickey Mouse copyright. So he's not letting up on this. He's not backing away. And the reason I bring this up is because I saw this headline today, and it says, Netflix fires major warning shot at its woke employees with new culture memo. And I want to read this to you. So Netflix is like Spotify. Every time there's a piece of content that the social justice warriors don't like, they start freaking out. They start acting like Elon Musk is their new CEO. And they say, do I need to pull it closer to the mic or further? Closer. Oh, wow. I'm usually told I'm too loud. This is like I'm so flattered. Okay, I'll be louder. Usually at Netflix, when one of the employees is mad about the content, they freak out. You know, they need, Jared, can we play for the audience here? Can we play a little bit of Safe Space? The Netflix employees.
My safe space.
My safe space.
That's what it's like to work at Netflix. Well, I think that DeSantis, and I've said this a couple times, but I think it's really worth noting. DeSantis saw a real great opportunity because he thought Disney, and someone wrote this on Twitter, and it was the best way I've heard it put. DeSantis is not trapped in Florida with Disney. Disney is trapped in Florida with Ron DeSantis. They cannot move. They cannot uproot Disney. Jared, you were the one who told me that Disney, if you took Disneyland in California, you could put it in the parking lot of Disney World, right?
Yeah, actually of Epcot.
So not even Disney World.
Yeah, so that one part, yeah.
So DeSantis saw this, and the way I think of it is he said, you know what, Disney? You care so much about virtue signaling. You care so much about these righteous causes, the Don't Say Gay bill, all these other things. Let's see how much you care about it. Let's see how much money you're willing to lose. Now their stock's going down. Now DeSantis is going to strip them of their Mickey Mouse copyright. So in other words, what was stopping companies from virtue signaling before? Nothing. Now they might think twice. And this Netflix story makes me think that's exactly what's happening. So this is the Netflix memo to its employees. And I enjoy this because I enjoy picturing these employees getting this memo and just melting down, like freaking out, because the woke employees of these companies are used to running the show. They tell people what to do. That's exactly what happened at Twitter with Jack Dorsey. Jack Dorsey is actually not, I wouldn't call him a free speecher, but he's more of a free speecher than he is, you know, a ministry of truther. But he just got so bullied by the employees of his company that he had to back away from it. At Netflix, they're not going to let that happen. They're seeing the writing on the wall, and they're going, we're not going to be the next Disney. So this is what they told their employees. If you'd find it hard to support our content, Netflix may not be the best place for you. Jared, you know what we call that? That's hate speech.
Yes.
That is, these employees could sue if they wanted to, because this is too much. Entertaining the world is an amazing opportunity and also a challenge because viewers may have different tastes and points of views. So we offer a wide variety of TV shows and movies, some of which can be provocative. The news section reads, later adding, we support the artistic expression of the creators we choose to work with. And you know what they're really saying? Stop freaking out when we have a Dave Chappelle special because a lot of people watch it. More people watch the Dave Chappelle Netflix special than the AOC documentary, so we're going to need you to pipe down on that.
Yeah,
we're going to keep Dave Chappelle around.
You're free to believe what you want to, but don't cost us money in the process.
Stop costing
Otherwise,
us money.
Otherwise, there's the door.
And Jared, I didn't even plan on talking about this, but I think that you could really find the root of so many of our current problems in the fact that these CEOs ever allowed the employees to push them around. If I'm the boss of a company, and that's why Dave Portnoy does such a good job, because if you're the boss of a company, your end game should be we want to make money. We want to be successful. That's it's not to make you feel good. It's not a charity organization. Our goal is to make money. But instead, these companies, they send out emails, just so you know, we're supporting the Black Lives Matter movement. As if the email from Uber is going to make me, what is that supposed to do for me? Oh, good. I'm glad that when I get my Uber, I know that you guys are social justice warriors. So the fact that now Netflix is saying, we don't really care if our content aligns with your political beliefs, like your job is to work here. And we saw the same thing happen at CNN. Your job is to report the news. If you don't like it, leave it. I mean, what do you want us to do?
Go
and so
there.
I think this is a big shift, Jared. Would you agree?
Yeah, and this is what has been necessary. You know, they always say, oh, you have to stand up to the bully. Well, sometimes just one show of force doesn't do it. Like Ron DeSantis understands, okay, they keep coming back. You keep standing up to them, and eventually they realize they don't really have that power they thought they had.
And they don't actually want to put their money where their mouth is. Like, that's the part of this that makes me laugh. Because they want to make the TikTokers and the woke kids so happy. But at the end of the day, that's not their business. Think of Disney World. Think of what Disney World does. Disney World is open for families who come and spend thousands of dollars to take their kids on a vacation. They plan all around it. It's a family business. It's geared towards families. And instead, what they tried to do is they tried to make people happy who were these radical progressives. That's not paying their bills. That's not how they make their money. And so it's like now they're figuring out what happens. Okay, you want to do that, fine, but there will be consequences. And let's see if it's really worth it for you. I just think this is like the new way to do it. And Elon Musk, by the way, because I always tie him in with Ron DeSantis as far as like shaking things up. He is now, did you see this, Jared, about Twitter?
Yeah.
I'm nervous. Are you nervous? Tell people what's going on.
So Elon Musk has decided to pause the sale of Twitter. He's voicing concerns about whether or not he can figure out how much of the percentage of profiles are bots and things like that. So there's more than likely there's two outcomes here. The first is they do this research. They find, you know, oh, this is so many bots and the price changes. He either gets a better price or they find out that the bots are all there. It doesn't change and he pulls out altogether. And all it costs him is a little FEC penalty, I believe. On that, so it could fall apart or it could happen.
Jared, you're a big believer that most of the people on Twitter are bots.
Oh, I'm sure most of the accounts. I mean, some of them are easy to spot. You know, the ones that are just letters and numbers and have two followers but have been members since 2011, stuff like that. But there are a ton of bots.
And it's interesting that this could be the thing that either, you know, makes or breaks the deal. I wouldn't have
or
saw that coming.
Maybe a third option. He buys it and just nukes the whole thing. No more Twitter. Go to Truth Social.
You know, this is going to surprise people because I love Twitter so much and I've been on it for so long and I finally got a blue check mark. That's a humble brag for everyone out there in the audience. Yes, I finally got a blue check mark. If they deleted Twitter, if Twitter no longer existed, I would not be upset. I would have
no,
to
society
go.
Society would look like the Jetsons at that point.
I would honestly, though, like, Jared, we get a lot of our news off Twitter and a lot of the short videos.
Yeah, it's very convenient.
It's very convenient, but I wouldn't mind just not having it. It's just so toxic. It is so toxic. 844-500-4242. A lot of people on the lines want to talk. We'll get right back to the calls when we come back. Everyone should stop in. We got a lot of people here already. I'm so excited. Thank you all for coming by. We're at Fun Spot in Laconia. Come on by. Howie's on his way here now. There's pizza. There's games. There's bowling. What more do you need to know? We'll be right back with your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
Follow Grace on Twitter at G_Curley.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. We're at Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire. The pizza is here is so good. This is like old school, like a nice amount of grease, not too much, just enough. Perfect pizza. Everyone come on by. And let's go to the callers. Let's go to Casper. You're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Casper.
Hey, Grace. I was thinking that Elon Musk purchase a Twitter may just be him trying to get Twitter to show their hand, because with any purchase, you have to declare, like in a house, you have to declare that there's rot in the room, because this is a value-changing part of it. And with Twitter, the only value is like, is it 10% bought, 15%? So by making them force their hand to truly say how many are bought, it could be just one of his power moves just to get him to be truthful.
That's a really good point, Casper. I didn't even think of that, which I should have. That's a really good point. And you're probably right. He says 5%. And 5% doesn't sound like a lot to me, but I guess in the grand scheme of it, it probably is a lot of bots. I don't know. Sometimes I do understand that there's bots. I guess I just don't get how it works. But when I click on a video of Joe Biden, right, this was back before they had to send his dog away because he was biting everybody and ruining the Secret Service's coats by, like, attacking them. He'd be outside walking his dogs, and he'd mumble something. And I was listening to Ben Shapiro today, and Ben put it in a really good way. He said he's at the point now when he speaks where he's only focusing on the vowels. Nothing else in the world, in the word makes it. So he's really, it's a lot of yelling. So he used to just mumble these things in a video, and I would go, oh my God, I got to see the responses to this. I got to see what people are saying. And there'd be all these responses from these people who were like, I'm talking the wackiest things you've ever heard. Like Joe Biden wandering around with a mask on by himself on the beach. And people write, the president walking his dog on the beach. So nice to have a return to normalcy. I love my president. Finally, a man of honor is back in the White House. And they do like American flag, American flag. And I would show it to Jared and I would go, am I losing my mind, or who are these people? I need to see one. And Jared would say, why are you getting so upset, Grace? They're bots. They're not real people. Because you know what I would feel like, Jared? I would feel like I was taking crazy pills. And can you
believe me? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Rob, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, Grace. I think Biden's a bot, don't you?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Well, he's a bot, but he's melting down.
I just was thinking, I mean, this is craziness. I mean, the insanity. I heard about this baby formula thing from a friend of mine 3 weeks ago. Like, that. This is. I have three kids. I'm a father of three, and all of them at one point had formula, and all of them needed, like, soy formula. So I can only imagine what it's like now to have to go, and then they could only, one specific kind, or else they would get, it would just gastric problems. So right now, this is insanity that they knew about this. If I knew about it 3.5 weeks ago, Grace, when did they know about it? When did they find out about it?
And you know what, Rob? A lot of my friends have said the same thing, where even if your kids don't have like allergies, a lot of times they have to try a couple different formulas before you get one that works for them. So it really is a huge issue. It's just one of several, but it's a frightening one for sure. We'll take more calls just like Rob's when we come back. It's 844-500-4242. We're at Fun Spot. Swing on by. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We're at Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire. It's the craziest thing. A blonde man just walked through the door, and suddenly we have all of these new listeners who showed up and are getting their slice of pizza. Some of them are going to get
paisanos!
Some of them are going to get a I Did That Joe Biden sticker, which, of course, you should not put on any gas pumps around the United States. We would not suggest that. And we also have T-shirts here for sale. Make gas cheap again. And let's go, Brandon.
True and international average of pressure.
Now, let's get to some of these callers. AJ, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, AJ.
Right. I'd like to talk about the
baby formula shortage. It's probably only going to be very temporary for the next month or so. So, but you see, Republicans can't just criticize Biden. You don't win votes that way. You need a solution. The simple solution would be to tap the baby formula reservoirs along the Rio Grande and put them on the marketplace on grocery shelves nationwide.
I understand what you're saying about Republicans can't just criticize. However, I will say that if I were Democrats right now and I had all of the control and all of this was going on, I would be pretty nervous. Because as much as now they're rolling out the MAGA King and all these other talking points, it does not go over people's heads what's happening here and who's in charge. People know who's in charge. Even if Elizabeth Warren says to you, the majority, we had the majority of votes and we still lost. People can look at the number and go, wait, you didn't have the majority. Even Democrats don't agree with what they're doing. If they really wanted solutions here, they could find them, and they're just not. And I think people are really, really sick of the excuses, of the blame game coming from this president who told us he was going to have all the answers, and now there's zero accountability. It's all just happening to him. He's a victim of circumstance. He's like one of those old mobsters who says, oh, I was a really good kid. I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And you're like, yeah, but you were in the wrong place at the wrong time a couple times.
You got
times.
Good blood, kid.
A few too many times. But I was just talking to some of the listeners, and I said, you know, you'd be hard-pressed if you gathered all of the catastrophes that happened so far. And I hate to remind people of this, because this is going to depress you. We're only halfway in his first term. I know it feels like we've been here for 600 years, but we're 2 years in. And if you compiled all the disasters, some of them you've probably already forgotten about, because you just have to in order to trudge along. If you compiled them all, you would have a hard time figuring out which is the worst. But one thing you know for sure is that with every single one of these, you've heard very little from the president about them. Think back to Afghanistan, the Afghanistan withdrawal. And it's kind of shameful that we don't talk about it more because we lost 13 U.S. service members. How many questions did Joe Biden have to answer about that? Very few. In fact, they joked about it just a couple weeks ago at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. They also joked about inflation and the price of gas, and Joe Biden got a real big kick out of it. He thought it was really funny. If only this baby formula shortage had been worked into that monologue, imagine how much he would have laughed at that. Because it's just funny to him. It's just, you know.
Hey, children.
It's just a laugh riot. I do want to play some of the sound here from Jen Psaki, and I'm happy people want to talk about this because it's nuts. I don't have any small kids. I'm not a mother, but I can't imagine how scary it is if you have a small baby. And like that last caller just said, if you have a baby who has an allergy to something, if they need a specific kind, it's frightening stuff. And I don't know, I don't have all the answers for everything, but I do know one thing. If this were happening under Donald Trump, there would have been a meeting. They would have had the heads of all these companies together, and there would have been a solution pretty damn quick. PDQ, as my mom likes to say. And that I can tell you. Let's play Jen Psaki, because this one I found interesting. She's kind of giving away the timeline here of this. This is Jen Psaki Cut 1.
President Biden has directed the administration to work urgently to ensure that infant formula is safe and available for families across the country during the Abbott Nutrition voluntary recall. This is work that's been underway for months.
You know what else he's been working on for months? Just if you want to try to figure out how quickly he's going to solve this baby formula shortage. He's also been working on inflation for months. He's also been working on the problem at the border for months. You know who I think we need to fix this, Jared? We need to get to the root of this baby formula shortage issue. And I know one woman who can get to the root of all problems. Yep. We're on the same wavelength, Jared. Even though we're far away from each other, we're both thinking the same thing.
I eat no for breakfast.
Kamala Harris. This woman, we put her on this job for a couple of minutes. She'll have this solved by dinner time. I have no doubt about it. So Jen Psaki says Biden's been working on this for months. I find that very interesting because I haven't really seen him working on anything. In fact, we don't really see him at all. Think about how often you see the president versus how often you see Trump. We used to see Trump for hours. I, in fact, used to think to myself, oh, I wish he would wrap this up now because he's doing good. He's going to say something. They're going to run with it. I used to get nervous watching him. I'd be like, oh, God, just end it on a high note. He would stay for hours going back and forth with reporters from the New York Times. I'm like, okay, you go ahead. And then the guy from the New York Times would say, hi, from the New York Times, very fake news. I mean, that was like a daily thing. Now we got this guy, Biden. We see him for maybe 5 minutes a day. And then he goes back and he's doing God knows what. But we're supposed to believe that when he goes back there, he's wandering around, you know, pulling dog's tails, looking for bowls of ice cream, that he's working on the baby formula shortage. Challenge. Throwing a challenge flag on that one. 844-500-4242. Let's also take cut two, please, Jared.
It does seem like we should have seen this coming, that maybe the FDA could have done more on the baby formula shortage. The whistleblower who used to work at that Sturgis plant warned the FDA top officials about safety concerns in October, but they didn't interview that whistleblower until December. The inspection was until January 31st. The recall happened February 17th. So is that timeline acceptable to the White House? And if not, what is the White House doing to correct that at the FDA?
I'm sure there will be plenty of time to take a look at if there are any issues that could have been improved here. I don't have any specific analysis of that at this moment in time.
Yeah, this administration, and don't get me wrong, they have so many strengths, really. They really do. There's so many pros to the Biden administration. But one of the cons is that warnings seem to go unnoticed with them. Remember all the warnings about Afghanistan? You remember some of these top generals said, oh, yeah, we told him that it was going to collapse pretty quickly. That warning, that didn't affect him. He was like, no, we gotta pull the troops out of Afghanistan. And again, we all know how that ended. What about the warning about spending? You had all of these. Now, they weren't one of the 17 Nobel laureates. Don't get me wrong. They weren't one of Biden's experts. But you had a lot of guys and females who were financial experts who were saying, if we keep spending trillions of dollars like this, and don't just let the economy come back. It's in this artificial coma. If you don't just back away and do nothing and let it come back, we're going to have inflation. What did he do with that warning? That's a bunch of malarkey. Spent. And now we're looking at inflation. And we're supposed to be happy, by the way, that inflation dropped like point something. Oh, if inflation's paused. So you should be very happy about that. If you don't appreciate the pause in inflation, then you just lack the enzyme that helps you understand how awesome Joe Biden is. 844-500-4242. Now, this part I really don't get. Jen Psaki, who's talking about the meeting. So Biden has this meeting about the baby formula. No press is allowed in the meeting because this has to be top secret. I don't know. Now, listen to what she had to say about this. Cut three.
When was the first time the president was briefed on the shortage?
I'm not going to get into internal briefings. He's been made aware of it through the process. And there's been steps. It would have been, yes.
Again, I know I've said this in the first hour. It bears, you have to repeat it. This is the most transparent administration in history. That was like one of their big, besides unifying the country, which obviously happened. We're all very unified now, right? Yeah, I'm speaking with ultra MAGA people. Do you feel unified yet? Okay, good. But besides that, one of their big things was we're going to be very transparent. How are they going to be transparent? They don't give you any of the phone calls. They won't hashtag release the transcripts of anything. They don't let the press into meetings. And they don't give you the White House logs or the logs when he's in Delaware, not the White House logs. The logs when he goes home, which he does almost every weekend. But we can't see who's coming in and out of his house. That's the transparency that we've been waiting for. Linda, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Linda.
Hi, Grace. I just wanted to comment to begin with that it's so nice to hear a conservative, intelligent woman on the radio. So I'm a listener, and I enjoy your show very much.
Thank you, Linda.
I'm calling because my granddaughter, from the time she was diagnosed at 10 months old with she has celiacs. She could only have a certain type of formula. It was prescription. And that was all she could eat. And I can't imagine what would have happened if they couldn't get her formula. She would have literally starved to death because she would projectile vomit if she ate anything that had gluten or anything in it. And soy didn't work, you know, all these other. But she would have been absolutely, she would have been so ill, she would have had to have been hospitalized. And I can't even imagine what these parents are going through at this point because of wonderful Joe Biden.
I know, because of the Brandon administration. And you know what, Linda? It's funny you should say that, because there's a story in the New York Post about how a lot of parents who have special needs children are also struggling, because kids who have tubes in their stomach because they're unable to ingest food, they also need formula. So these parents, I mean, the stress of being a parent alone right now in this economy and in this climate is enough. But to not have formula, it's like, would you ever think this would be happening? And if it was happening under the previous administration, the MAGA King, as I like to call him, the great MAGA King, I have a feeling people would be outraged. I have a feeling we'd be hearing, you know what I think we'd have? I think we'd have Jim Acosta on this beat. If the baby formula shortage was happening under Trump, Jim Acosta would be microphone in hand outside the White House, pounding the pavement, trying to get to the bottom of this. Dear Diary, the shortage continues, and Orange Man Bad has done nothing about it. It's almost like he wants this to happen. Everyone's laughing, but you know that's true. That's how outrageous it is. Before we go back to the calls here, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to take more calls on this, and I also want to play, because I didn't follow up on my tease, which is something I do way too often. The reporter we had on the show yesterday, Patrick Hauf, who broke the story about the crack pipes and the smoking kits, he was on Tucker Carlson last night, and he was actually holding up crack pipes, meth pipes, on air with Tucker. See, I didn't know how great that would have been, so I would have had like a visual component to his interview with me. But that's okay. We have the sound from that. I want to play it because I did write a story about that today. It should be published by tomorrow. And it's just hysterical that this guy, Patrick, who's a really good reporter, is going to get no apology from anyone. You know, like, no one's going to say, oh, correction, he was actually right. No, they can just go months and months and months by saying inaccurate reporting. That's, if I wrote a story and someone said, that's inaccurate reporting, that's putting my job in jeopardy. That's questioning my capabilities to do my job. And there's no accountability from them. They're never going to have. But you know what? Everyone knows this old expression. Someone taught it to me a long time ago. Being a Democrat means never having to say you're sorry. And that's never been more true than today. My friends at Eden Pure have done it again. BOGO has been extended for another week. So what are you waiting for? So many listeners, including Officer Mark and Dr. Matt the Vet, they love the Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. A lot of times we have VIPs come in who love it. They ask us if they can buy them in the studio. I say, nope, you got to go to Eden Pure. You got to go to EdenPureDeals.com to get your Eden Pure Thunderstorm. But Jared, you also love the Thunderstorm.
Yeah, it's great for my allergies. I keep one at home, and I keep one in my car, and you can do that because the unit is so small that you can just carry it around with you, and it comes with its own USB cable. You plug it into the unit, plug it into your car's USB port, turn it on, and you have that ionized air in your car, which eliminates. It doesn't just cover up. It eliminates odors. It eliminates allergens, pollutants, nasty stuff that you don't want to be breathing in the air.
Yeah, and BOGO is buy one, get one, so you're never going to get a better deal than you're getting right now. So go to EdenPureDeals.com and type in code GRACE. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACE. When we come back, we'll do the poll question. We'll talk a little bit more about this baby formula shortage, and we will also play the crack pipe segment of Tucker Carlson's show. That's a
crack, you never go back.
And one more thing, Howie Carr is here, so we'll talk to him. We are at Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire. A lot of people already here. Very fun. There's pizza. There's games. There's mini golf. There's Howie Carr. I mean, that's really. There's Grace Curley. Someone just pointed to me. You're right. I shouldn't sell myself short. I'm a terrible slouch. Grace Curley's here as well. We'll be right back with your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. She's a master at pouncing, weaponizing, and seizing.
To give you a reference point, I'm somewhere between a snake and a mongoose. And a panther.
She's Grace Curley.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. Jared, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Which is the best classic arcade game? Pac-Man, Galaga, Donkey Kong, Space Invaders, Pole Position, or Asteroids?
I'm going to say Pac-Man. I really like... Why didn't you put Mrs. Pac-Man? Is this a little sexism I'm seeing here, Jared?
It is straight-up misogyny.
Misogyny. I can't even. I'm going to vote Pac-Man, though.
Pac-Man in the lead at 35%. Second place to Space Invaders, 23%. Asteroids at 14%. Donkey Kong, 13%. 10% for Galaga and 4% for Pole Position. Y'all were sleeping on it.
I'm going to be real with you, Jared. There's a lot of those I've never heard of, but I'm not a gamer, so that makes sense. Although I am very much looking forward to playing the games here at FunSpot. All right, now, before we go to the calls, Jared, can I get Patrick Howe from the Free Beacon talking about the crack and meth pipes that he reported on, and we were told it was inaccurate information. Turns out it's true. This is Patrick on Tucker last night, Cut 13.
Just degrading the American population, killing people. It's so dark. It's hard to believe it's happening. And I deeply appreciate your going and doing the reporting on this.
Yeah.
Patrick, thank you.
It's the crack. Yeah. Just real quick, Tucker, I just want to show you the crack pipe that we got here. This is the crack pipe. And here we got the meth pipe. So it's unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, it's so easy to get. It's right there.
Yeah, not lip balm. Wow. Mm. Thank you.
You know, usually I say props aren't great. But in that situation, I would make an exception. I think the props do a good job. Adam, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Adam.
Grace, thank you so much. You know, what bothers me more than anything else is the journalism in this country. I mean, there seems to be absolutely no ethics whatsoever. I mean, can you imagine if you were a journalist in the White House and you have a daughter or you have a young baby or whatever it might be, and you can't get infant food and you don't stand up and say something about that? I mean, they're just protecting the jobs, and I think that's insane. I mean, just speak the truth, and that's what's lacking here. No one takes responsibility.
Yeah, and you know what, Adam? When you say it like that, it's so true, because I remember when Ron DeSantis was saying, hey, parents should be able to decide if they want their kids to wear masks in school. Those reporters in the White House were outraged. What do you say about Ron DeSantis trying to kill the children in Florida? Outrage. And now there's a baby formula shortage, and they're like, by the way, any update on that? No? Okay, cool. Circle back with us when you get one. Thanks so much, Jen. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the kickboxing class. Enjoy the margarita. She's the best. 844-500-4242.
Speaking of, she is having her final question session right now. And
Are they going to sing her like a song when she leaves? Or is she gonna?
Sure they are. It's like an office birthday party, pretty much.
Yeah, there's going to be
surprise
a
there
cake.
Wasn't a theme.
Or she's wearing a sash, or she's bringing in her mother-in-law's cookies. Hey, listen up, everyone. Next segment, we're going to take a bunch of calls. Here's my question for you. What are you cutting out now because of inflation? Discretionary spending, what are you not spending money on? There's a report that people are buying less alcohol. I want to know, what are you cutting out? And also, what's something that you don't need to spend money on, but that you would never cut out? Call in. We'll be right back.